The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Give us a call. 393-3700, 393-3700.
Before we go out to our lines, yeah. I wanted to get your opinion. I wanted to ask you earlier this week about the USC hiring of Pat Hayden as athletic director.
Love Pat Hayden.
You know, you talk about classy. I mean, he's just so professional. He just sounds just – I mean, he's got to give up the – was he still doing the Notre Dame announcement,
yeah.
Right?
So he's but when they played USC, you never knew he went to USC. He was a professional.
He's great, and that's a – the old cliche, that's a great hire. I mean, I don't know how much experience he has as far as athletic directorship and, you know, managing an athletic right. department at that level. But
Who he hired right away, his first hire?
Who's that?
J.K. McKay.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly,
yeah.
They used to call him. He
right.
was peanut butter. J.K. was a wide receiver, John McKay's son.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a combination. What's he
going to
do?
I hope they have some eligibility left. Trojans may need some people. They lost all the scholarships.
What's J.K. going to do?
Compliance things. He's an attorney. He's
God
done very, very well. Yeah,
all those guys are so bright. Yeah. You know they're going to do well.
I want to go back to Jason Whitlock for 1 second before we go to our callers. And he said, talking about Nick Saban's pimps comment. He says, it takes one to know one, Nick, Mr. White Folks Saban. Number one, he's saying Nick Saban is a pimp. Number two, Mr. White Folks Saban. Now, I wonder what Jason
what does that mean?
Well, I wonder what Jason Whitlock would have written if instead of this being Reggie Bush, this had been Matt Leinart. Do you think he would have cared? Let's go out to our phone.
Go.
All right. 393-3700, the number to call. How about Don from DeWitt? Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing
Welcome
fantastic.
Back,
oh, thank
you.
I'm doing great. I'm totally refreshed. I got my sandals on and my baggy shorts, and I'm feeling it right now.
Well, first of all, a shout out to John Freeberg. I hope you get the health issues.
Yeah,
around, bud. He's a good guy, and I concur wholeheartedly. Bring on football, high school, college, pro. I'm even stoked about the thought of reading about the Lions.
Hey, a big issue of Sport Magazine, and you're a fan of that, Don. Well, we have an unbelievable issue coming up in about a month with all aspects of football covered. From Sandlots up to the Stealth.
Outstanding. I'll grind on that. Sport is an outstanding publication. You guys all that are involved with that do a great job. But I just wanted to touch on Josh Hemholtz's comments, Tom. How did Tate Forcier go from Heisman Trophy, shoe-in after four games to third-string malcontent?
Well, I mean, keep in mind now, who declared him a Heisman Trophy candidate?
Well, a lot of the media did.
Josh Hemholtz do that?
Maybe.
Did
No. I'm not saying Josh did, but there was absurd talk toward that end. You know that.
Well, I think that there was one particular commentator on ABC that threw that out. I think the competition is pretty keen. I think that Tate Forcier, the circumstances... You know, he came in at mid-semester as high school senior year. He had to jump on it. The job was wide open. Denard came in later. But now the playing field got even a little bit. Denard's catching up. And I saw him down at the Michigan football camp. This guy is so chiseled. He just looks – he's like a race car. He looks fast standing still.
Reminds me of Antoine Randall L.
Yeah. And that doesn't surprise me that much. And I'm not worried about the quarterback situation in Michigan. I think that's going to be fine. Even at the so-called skill position, obviously the wide receiver, the running back Vincent Smith will probably have a good year. He's coming off surgery. I really think that it's that defense that just you
but
know.
But you're not going to be satisfied with 7-6.
No, hell no, I'm not going to be satisfied with 7-6, and I don't think other people are going to be satisfied with that. And I think it goes beyond just a black and white number. It's how they play on the field and who they play well against. If they get humiliated by Michigan State down in Ann Arbor on October 9th, I mean, I would be shocked if that wouldn't have a riveting effect over the rest of the season. And, Rich Rod's going to lose his job.
Hey, Don, whoever would have guessed that Michigan could be 7-6 and we could say, well, there's another 2-win improvement.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I agree with you. Shoelaces is a heck of an athlete, and fast as the wind. But, you know, everybody's excited about his newfound passing prowess from the spring game. But might I remind people that came against a bad defense's second string?
Right. Right. I absolutely, you know, it is a short pitch and catch kind of offense that Michigan runs. They throw a lot of stuff in the flat, you know, the terror screens, bubble screens, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. They're just spreading it out. It's almost like the old Bo Schembechler triple option thing was just elongated a little bit, you know? I mean, it's just spreading it out. And like I said, you know, I from what I understand, just what I, you know, his mechanics have improved. But that's not the issue. Their issue is at the linebacking core, even though they got a lot of kids back there, and the secondary. It's they got to step it up big time.
Well, and look how.
All right, hey, thanks, Don. Appreciate
thanks,
the Don, call very
input
much.
Input from you. Keep calling
393-3700, 393-3700.
You know, talking about it's NCAA Michigan. You know, they had their own issues. They're, you know, the Michigan football program has been scrutinized by playing time. At least you can say about Michigan, they're not talking about agents raiding the place, nor players being paid, you know, and so you can't, you know, lump Michigan in with USC and, you know, some of these other schools.
Well, you know, Michigan gets lumped in with USC because they talk about, look at the big powers now under scrutiny. But in terms of what was done here, there's a big difference between working more hours, you know, than you're supposed
when you look to. Now, when you look at USC's program right now, do you look at them in a totally different light? You know, do you look at their national championship when they, you know, pounded Oklahoma? Is that all eliminated in your mind now?
It's not eliminated, but it's certainly diminished in some degree.
Are they still going to be? I mean, Reggie's got to give back a Heisman Trophy. He gets
well,
two of
USC
them.
Well, USC is giving back
their
Heisman
They're giving back
trophy.
Their version. How about the national championship?
And the Heisman Trust is evaluating what it's going to do.
Well, how about the national championship?
Well, that's also under consideration.
It hasn't been decided upon.
That's right. It
could be vacated.
They could vacate that very easily.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean Oklahoma is going to be the national champion. It's just going to be vacated.
No, just be vacated.
Right.
That can happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, of course USC was in the title games back-to-back. They cheated. They
and then people say, well, you know, that's not fair. All these guys who are there now and they can't play in bowls. And you know what? Tough. That's kind of the way it works.
You go to USC, I mean, you could have done your research. You know they're under
exactly.
You know, they're
you
being
know they're
scrutinized.
Under scrutiny. Now, what they should do is say, guys who are at schools that get put under probation, at the minimum, are free agents. They can go and they can go to another school.
Or if a coach leaves.
And if a coach leaves, same thing. Why should a coach get to go
He didn't have
from,
to sit out a semester.
Yeah, why should a coach get to go from Michigan State to LSU or any other school in the country, and his players, and this coach is under contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
He breaches a contract. Make him sit out a year. Why not?
Players in the National Football League and the NBA, they have to wait until their contracts are up before they can use free agency.
Right.
You know, LeBron James could have gone 3 years ago. He could have left. But no, he was under contract. He had to wait for that opportunity. Yeah. If you are working in the media and you have a non-compete clause,
you got to wait a year.
You got to wait till your contract's up.
Yep.
College coaching is the one area where it doesn't matter. Yep. Who cares? You could have a lifetime contract. I want to coach somewhere else.
Good point.
So...
Up next, we have...
We will be back, and we're going to talk with Mike Griffith, the Knoxville News Sentinel. We'll talk about SEC Media Days and much, much more coming up on the Jack and Tom Show.